Most people use AI in a fairly familiar way. They open ChatGPT, Claude, Copilot, or another assistant, and they ask a question. Maybe they ask it to write an email. Maybe they ask it to summarize a document. Maybe they ask it to debug some code, generate a lesson plan, make a spreadsheet formula, or explain something confusing. And that is already powerful. But it is still mostly a person standing outside the computer, asking an AI to help with one task at a time. The AI is helpful, but the computer is still basically the same computer. The apps are still separate. The files are still scattered. The workflows are still fragile. The human is still doing a lot of the remembering, coordinating, copying, pasting, checking, moving, renaming, and organizing. After a while, I started asking a different question. What if AI was not just something I talked to? What if AI became part of the way the computer organized itself around what I was trying to do? That is the idea behind Rias. Rias is not one app. It is not just a chatbot. It is an AI-coordinated working environment. It is a system of voices, tools, documents, applications, memory, and media capture that work together around intention. One of the foundational rules is very simple. If I do something once, fine. If I do it twice, we pay attention. If I do it three times, we probably need a tool. That rule changed everything. It also changed how we think about design. We are not trying to define the whole system perfectly before we build. We build what we need when we need it, and then we adjust the code when the need becomes clearer. That does not mean we build carelessly. It means we build in a way that keeps the system expandable without pretending we already know every future requirement. We create standards around the data, the interfaces, the tool surfaces, and the meaning of the artifacts, so that if a migration has to happen, the impact should be small. And if a full refactor has to happen, we should already know which pieces will be affected. That is the balance. Do not overbuild the feature, but do take the data seriously. The code can evolve. The contracts, provenance, and source truth need to be handled with care. Instead of repeatedly asking AI to perform the same messy process by hand, we started asking, can this become reliable software? Can this become a command? Can this become a reusable tool? Can another AI agent discover it, understand it, trust it, run it, and recover if something goes wrong? That led to one of the core principles of the system. Let reliable software do the reliable parts, and ask AI only for the parts that are genuinely interpretive. That is the philosophy behind what we call X-Smart tooling. If we build a tool to capture a quote, register an app, inspect a transcript, find a document, compress audio, or organize a folder, that tool should not belong to one conversation. It should become part of the environment. Another major innovation is the voice structure. For many areas of the system, we create two voices. There is a working layer voice, or WL, and a tooling layer voice, or TL. The working layer voice thinks with me. It handles meaning, strategy, purpose, direction, and user experience. The tooling layer voice builds. It writes code, runs tests, verifies behavior, and reports back. That separation is surprisingly powerful. If I am brainstorming with an AI about what a tool should become, I do not want that conversation constantly interrupted by file edits, build failures, and implementation details. At the same time, I do not want implementation to wait until we are done thinking. So the WL and TL can work together. The WL can continue the strategic conversation with me, while the TL builds the next slice underneath it. Above those TLs, Atlas provides oversight. Atlas watches across the system and asks, are we rebuilding something that already exists? Are we using the right project folder? Are we following the same standards? Are we exposing this through the right tool surfaces? Are we keeping the work reusable? That matters because without oversight, agentic systems become chaos very quickly. You get 10 agents building 10 slightly different versions of the same thing. Rias tries to prevent that by giving agents roles, homes, responsibilities, and communication paths. Another layer is agent-to-agent communication. Right now, some of this coordination can happen through codex conversations, but we are also building our own local agent-to-agent system using sockets and an Ocris backplane. That means local apps and AI agents can communicate quickly, pass context, announce status, and route information without everything becoming a copy and paste exercise. For example, my voice capture app can stream live transcript events. Dialog can receive those events and show the conversation. A course-related AI voice can receive a curated summary, not the raw transcript. A data store tool can preserve source material. A context manager can know whether I am teaching, brainstorming, or dictating into another app. That distinction is important. The system does not treat all text as the same. Raw audio is source truth. Transcript is a first projection. Cleaned paragraphs are another projection. Summaries, tags, decisions, citations, and action items are further projections. The original is preserved, and the interpretations are layered on top. This is what lets me say, show me where this came from. Play the audio. Show me the paragraph. Show me what AI changed. Show me what I approved. That becomes especially important in teaching. If I am grading student work, I do not want AI to simply give a grade. I want it to help me inspect the work. I want it to run the code, find structural issues, identify line numbers, suggest feedback, and then let me make the human judgment. If a student missed one indentation, I can ask, if we fix that line, would the rest of the program work? That changes how I grade. It makes me more precise, not less responsible. The same pattern applies to writing, research, course design, media review, and brainstorming. Dialogue is becoming a live conversation environment. It can listen through RVC, separate real conversation from dictation to app, tag important moments, and help surface related documents while I am talking. Aura is becoming a media and clip environment. Hist is becoming a data store editor, something like a word processor for structured, versioned, intentional documents. Clio handles media ingestion. Praxis handles action, quotes, to-dos, and practical capture. Hermes registers apps, tools, and agent cards. Datastore preserves documents, blocks, versions, annotations, and meaning. The goal is not simply to have AI answer questions. The goal is to have the computer become responsive to intention. That is why local AI matters too. Using Apple Silicon and MLX, we can run local models for tasks that do not need the cloud. Cleanup, summarization, classification, basic coding help, routing, and local reasoning. Cloud models are still useful, but not everything should leave the machine. Some tasks should be private, local, fast, and inexpensive. This creates a different relationship with software. Instead of asking, what app do I need to buy to do this? I can ask, what do I need my computer to help me accomplish? If I need a dashboard, we build one. If I need a grading workbench, we build one. If I need to capture live class context, we build that. If I need a tool to compress audio, organize markdown files, download YouTube transcripts, or find duplicates, we build it once and make it reusable. Then the next agent does not have to rediscover it. That is the deeper shift. AI is not just producing content. AI is helping grow the operating environment. It is not a chatbot sitting beside the computer. It is becoming part of how the computer coordinates itself. I think this changes what it means to be a programmer. A programmer is no longer just someone who writes every loop by hand. A programmer becomes someone who understands systems, intention, structure, trust, repeatability, and judgment. You still need to understand code. You still need to understand data. You still need to know what a function is, what a list is, what an API does, and what a database is. But your highest value moves upward. You become a designer of reliable possibility. You become someone who can say, this keeps happening, let's turn it into a tool. This tool should be available to agents. This workflow should preserve source truth. This task needs human approval. This app should not own the data. The data store should. This transcript should be searchable, but not treated as final truth. That is the model RAS is exploring. It is an AI-coordinated local operating layer built around intention, repeatability, source truth, and meaningful collaboration between human and machine. The most important part is not that the AI is powerful. The most important part is that the human is less trapped by the shape of existing software. The computer stops saying, "Here are the buttons I have," and starts asking, "What are you trying to do?"